1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, it is 1930 UTC and local time, coincidentally enough. And as twilight falls over the riparian wetlands that we call Herrenhaven, I find myself doing that thing I do most often outside of my home, and that is looking for dudes. My name's Tobe. I just heard a turkey gobble. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have just gotten out of my car, and as I was starting to walk around this side of the building, I heard a turkey gobble from back here somewhere. So I've retraced my steps, and we're looking for a turkey. I heard him do gobbler gobblers. Where is he? Is he in the mushroom garden? He's not here in the prairie grass plots. Is he over in the mole hall's property? I cannot see him. I'm going to walk and start being a little bit more quiet into the mushroom garden in attempt to locate our gobbling gobbler. Where is he? I heard a loud gobble, 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 gobble. And where is our little dude? Where's our turkey? I have not heard him again. Should I be looking up into trees? I do find turkeys in trees on rare occasions. Where is he? Where's our buddy? Where's our goblin dude? Oh, I heard him again. Okay, he's that way. He is apparently, and I'm just going by sound here, on the Mulhall's property. I can't see him, but there is some terrain blocking a good deal of my view, so we're just going to have to come back here to the little driveway that leads up to the Mulhall's gate. And we're going to have to see if we can spot him from around here. Okay, give me another gobble, buddy. I want to hear some turkey goblins. I want to hear some gobble, gobble, gobbles on Anon Radio. Home of the turkeys. All right, so we're going to walk around the gate here. Going to try to avoid the nettles. Okay, I heard him again. He's moving. And now I'm pretty sure I know where he is. There he is. Hi, I see you. I waved at him and he started running. Yeah, on the far western edge of the Mulhall's property, there's some rows of shrubbery, some kind of evergreens. There's about, 25 per row, and there's like 3 or 4 rows. And the turkeys, they do like to lurk in those rows. So, boom, we found him. One turkey. And also, speaking of birds, I can see 2 geese in the temporary pond. There's some natural depressions. Hey, what was that? Was that a squirrel or was that some kind of dude? There are some natural depressions in the Mulhall properties. In the Mulhall's property. And one of them fills up with water. You hear me talk about it all the time. Okay, wait a minute. There's a dude out there. There is some kind of male dude in one of these depressions. We'll get back to these geese in a minute. What the hell is that thing? Who is that dude out there? He is furry. He has a tail. I'm going to approach him since I'm sort of blind to him. He's behind some tall weeds. Oh no, they're not weeds. They're little shrubs. There are some rows of smaller shrubs here in the Mulholtz property. And I'm just walking along here acting like I own this place. Camera on. What kind of... Okay, did he just look up at me? I can see some kind of dude. It's a Matti! Hello, Matti, I see you. Where did he go? Oh, he's right at the edge of the grass. And there he goes, down into the ditch. I was not able to get a picture as soon as the camera came out. He jumped. All right. And I was just going to complain. Oh, we haven't seen any Mattis in forever. But yeah, there's a Matti back there. He's probably watching me as I walk away. I'm going to walk back onto the Herrenhaven property. But now that I'm at this slightly elevated position, as I said before, there's two geese in the depression that is a temporary pond. There is no water in the temporary pond. And is that a baby? Do I see a gosling? I think I see a gosling, but we're not going to be able to really tell until we... Wait. I smell something. I smell something stinky. That's good news. We're not going to be able to tell if there's any goslings out there until we actually walk through Herrenhaven and look through the cut. Oh, and look who... I'm back on the Herrenhaven property now. And look here who's eating the tops of dandelions. Oh, it's Mr. Bun. Hi, little bunny. This bunny is 3 meters away. 4 meters, or less than 4 meters away. Now he's about 2.5 meters away. You don't want that. That's a napkin. He's now 2 meters away, hopping along beside me and now in front of me. Hello, Mr. Bun. Oh boy, have we got dudes today. We have already seen a turkey. We have already seen a marmot. We think we've seen goslings, but it's a little early to tell. And we have seen a bun-bun. And we haven't even walked into the forest yet. We're not even behind the building yet. We're only 7 minutes into this show. Maybe 8 minutes. We've already seen a lot of dudes. This is awesome. All right, so there's a squirrel. I'm walking by the kiosk, and right behind the kiosk here, we do have the dragonfly pond. Got the squirrel up in the tree. And you know, if we saw a Matti out there, should we check behind the bocage real quick to see if there's another marmot out and about? I think we should. So we're going to take a few steps through the outdoor classroom here. And we're going to sneak up on the bocage very quietly and see if there's any dudes back here. What do we got for any dudes back here? I don't see anybody in the hole. I don't see anybody on the logs or hiding in them. Okay, so apparently... Oh, there's a squirrel. Hi, squirrely. Apparently, no Matti's out here today. It was really funny because... On the way over here, I was driving and thinking, geez, it doesn't seem like there's as many Matti at Herrenhaven this year as there should be. Well, we've seen one over there in the Mulholtz property. So here we go. I've rounded the dragonfly pond in which are many, many frogs and no dragonflies at this time. And into the forest we go. The low angled rays of the setting sun dapple through the canopy of Herrenhaven as I wend my way through the twisty bits of the path on our way out to the cut where we will endeavor to spot baby goslers. Because everybody likes goslings. If you like goslings, listen to yesterday's show, where we managed to get close to three of them and got some decent pictures. You know, not any award-winning pictures. No pictures that are ever going to appear in National Geographic magazine, but some fairly decent photos. You know, 90th percentile photos for me, personally. Okay, we've reached the cut. We're just going to take a quick right turn here and walk the 20 meters through this little path. There's goose poops on the ground. That's a good sign. If geese are walking through here, it means they're walking through here with babies. And I'm going to be able to see the depression that is the temporary pond in just a second. Here it is. And there's my geese. Two geese. I'm much closer to the geese now. Maybe 25 to 30 meters. Oh, and to top it off, I can see that marmot again. He has come out of his little grass area, and he's back in that depression. He's having some snacks. Hi, Matti. All right, I see the geese, but do I see any gosling? Oh, yes. The goslings are extremely hard to see. This low sun angle makes the plants look yellowish green, and the babies are just perfectly camouflaged. I'm going to start walking up here to see if this is the same family we saw yesterday that had the three babies. Yeah, and that marmot is 70 meters away, call it 75 yards, 80 yards, and he's nibbling and looking up, and he's very suspicious. He says, oh, I think you are chasing me. I'm not chasing you, I'm chasing the goslings. The goslings are all sitting down on the ground. I cannot tell how many they are. There are, because they are so perfectly well camouflaged, and in the shadows of the geysers, they're practically invisible. Hey, how many goslings you got over here? I'm now 15 meters away. I want to give them gosling kisses. I'm 10 meters away, and I see two. Is there a third one hiding? Okay, these geese are kind of wondering what I'm doing. I think this is our same family. Where's the third gosling? There's one. There's two. Are there two close together here? Yeah, I think there's just... Oh, there's the other one. He's in the sun in front of Dad. Okay, one, two, three. And their goslings are just sitting on the ground, getting ready to go night-night, because it's almost sleepy time for geysers. How much light we got left? Well, we've got half an hour of sunlight left, I'd say. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. These are all just estimations. I'm retracing my steps, heading back into the cut. I don't want to hassle the geese. I want them to be accustomed to my presence, so they're not necessarily spooky. But I don't want to freak them out. So the way that you get animals accustomed to your presence is you get a little bit close, and then you back off, and you repeat this process over a long period of time. All right, so we're back on the trail. Take a right, and we'll go winding through all these flowering bushes. Every single plant that borders this path is blooming. Tiny little white flowers that smell like an exotic candy from a foreign land that cannot be purchased in the United States. Which leads me to believe that I should produce a candy that is this flavor. I'm standing at the sub pond. I'm looking over at the mink den just because it looks like there's been some more digging or action around there. So hopefully that's still in use. Maybe that's where our little minky is right now. I have decided that the small mink that we've been seeing, his name shall be Lil Minky. For obvious reasons, he's a mink and he is little. The other mink that we've been seeing lately, but haven't actually seen much in the last week or two, we'll call him something else. And I know what you're thinking, Big Minky. No. That would be way too obvious. So, we're going to head out onto the boardwalk and see what's happening on the water. See what's happening on the crepuscular water. Did you know that water could be crepuscular? It can. Twice a day, as a matter of fact. So, what's going on out here? There's no breeze. We've got no clouds in the sky whatsoever. It's still fairly sunny. No breeze means the water is glass still. And the only thing causing any motion in the water are the little fishies and the frogs who see me coming and they go, wow, we gotta get out of here. No, it's cool. I'm not a fisherman. I'm not a frog hunter. I'm not even a heron. I am no threat to any dudes in the water. None whatsoever. And these are the only dudes out here in the water. It's a lovely evening. It's about, 75, 76 degrees. That is, of course, in Fahrenheit. For civilized people, I should probably say it's about 23, 24 degrees Celsius. And there's some geese way out there, and there's a duck right over here about 30 meters out. He's swimming away. Can't even tell what kind of duck he is. I'm at the end of the boardwalk. There's lots and lots of fish and frog movement in the water. Scurry, scurry, scurry. Look at us. We're fishies. Yes, yes, you are. And absolutely nothing else is going on. I can see two geese way out there, and I think I can see some ducks. Those ducks and geese are probably better visible from the big blind. So, I'm retracing my steps along the boardwalk. We're going to go back into the forest. The sun is now trying to blast into my eyes. I took my sunglasses off 10 minutes ago. But I'm going to change directions here momentarily. Be-whip. And that's better. As I examine the state of the pond, I would say it is soupy. But maybe not quite total soup yet. I mean, it's looking soupy, but we haven't, let this cook down for another 8 weeks and we're going to have super soup. Look at all these fish freaking out. Listen to those frogs doing their clicky croaks. Click, 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 click. Keep a beat. And almost off the boardwalk here. We're going to have an opportunity now to see into part of the hidden pond. And I can't see Jack. As to be expected, I suppose. Got to push branches out of my way. Things are getting so overgrown. Overhead, I can hear more geese. Canada geese are leaving the golf course next door to come here for the evening and rest. Back to the sub pond. I'm taking a quick stop, looking all around. I don't see any dudes. There's some birds in the bushes behind me. They are vaguely irritated that I'm walking by and apparently waking them up or somehow otherwise disturbing their birdness. their general feeling of being a bird. Alright, so back to the cut. This is basically the crossroads. The main path. Trying to look out the cut to see if I can see that marmot. No, he's at a different angle now. So, across the land bridge we go. And we're going to head into the back 40 of Herrenhaven. So, to my right we have the sub pond. To my left we have the billabong. Nothing in the billabong except for duckweed and logs. Both of which are entirely awesome, but completely predictable in their as to whether they're going to be there or not. So I'm walking alongside Frog Harbor, trying to see anything in there. Nope, too much green, too much foliage. So we're just going to take a quick left. walk into the wall blind here. Oh, this is a mistake, because now I have to look directly into the sun. Check the back of the billabong. Oh, there's some butterflies flying around. I know this kind of butterfly. I forget what it's called. A prairie something. Is this a prairie fritillary? I don't remember. We get a lot of them around here, though. Because of all these bushes that are blooming, all these tons of tiny little flowers that butterflies and bumblebees both love. That was some good alliteration there, Tobe. Why, thanks, Tobe. Looking down into Frog Harbor in the corner here. Yeah, there's lots of little froggies. A lot of little frog heads poking up out of the water. Lots of little frog eyes surveying their surroundings. Here, in the crepuscular minutes of the day. Geez, I think I used crepuscular a few too many times already. Oh, and here's some coprinus mushrooms popping out of the rocky trail where there used to be a tree stump. A couple years ago, I think this was the year after they dredged out the pond, somebody decided that to make this part of the path and everything more wheelchair accessible, the path had to be widened to about 2 meters, or about 6 feet, thereabouts. And they actually cut down some trees to do it. And then they brought in all this clinker, this limestone aggregate, to make the path. And so there's these stumps that are actually in the middle of the path that used to be on the edge of the path before the path was widened. And that's why we have mushrooms growing up out of these rocks. I am now standing on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And I'm seeing no action. I'm not seeing any dudes. I'm not seeing any snappers. We're going to come off the bridge here, come around the corner, and come down to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond here and see what we can see. Well, I can see the ubiquitous gross of frogs. And by gross, I do not mean large in German. I do mean 144, which is really probably the same entomological origin. Yeah, it's all frogs. Frogs, frogs, frogs. Look at all these frogs moving around. All these frogs hopping. There's a big one over there. There's a little one over there. There's just boatloads of frogs. Nothing else going on in the turtle reproduction pond. So we turn around, get back on the path, and we head, what, 30 meters to the right, which is the location of the large blind. The large blind is dedicated to the memory of Al J. Werthmann, president of the Audubon Society of Omaha from 1977 to 1978. Al J. Werthmann was Ione Werthmann's husband. Ione Werthmann being the woman who founded Herrenhaven and created this awesomeness that I enjoy as much as possible. All right, so I'm standing in the big blind, and it's vacant. There is a goose on Goose Island. I see one goose neck standing up, and that's it. We got glass still water reflecting the trees on the other side of the pond. Got some geese honking somewhere. Oh, here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4. Splash as they land. Two of them landed on Goose Island and chased off the one goose that was there. And the other two landed in the water, and now there's, you know, a goose border conflict going on. Like, hey, get off our island. No, you get off our island. No, we were here first. You were at the golf course. You missed your chance. Yeah, that's a direct translation from the Canada Goose language. I do like to think of myself as being some type of amateur linguist. I didn't know I could speak goose until today. Yeah, so There's no turtles on the logs. The geese are still bickering. This goose is taking umbrage at the statement of this goose, and that goose thinks that other goose's mom is, like, you know, I'm just sort of speculating at this point. But yeah, other than a little bit of goose drama, there's not much going on out here. Doot-da-doot-da-do. Huh. Okay. Well, I guess today is going to be one of those days where we see all the cool stuff as soon as we get out of the car. While we're standing in the parking lot of Fernhaven. I always say that the parking lot of Fernhaven is just as educational as any other part. And today, that statement rings most true. Es verdad. Because we already saw a turkey, a marmot, a bun-bun, and some goslings, along with some adult Canada geese. Honkity, honk, honk, honk. All right, well, how much longer do I have to stand here? Should I wait until some dude shows up? Are dudes gonna show up? I don't think dudes are gonna show up. They might. You never know. It's a lottery. It's a random thing. Huh. You know, I just thought of something else. As I step out of the blind and start heading back to my car. You know that marmot we saw earlier? Was that that golden-butted guy that I saw a few nights ago? Last week at some point in time, I came out here without all of the audio equipment, just my camera, thinking, okay, without my audio equipment, I will be quieter. Since I won't be talking, I will have more stealth. And that day, yeah, I just happened upon a marmot right back there who was very light-colored. He had a black tail, but his butt was sort of golden-y, sort of like the color of a golden retriever. You know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. And I haven't seen him around here since, but it's difficult to see marmots at this type of year in this area, just because we are in a forest. There's plenty of places to hide. Everything is covered with leaves. So those mottis could be in holes that we would never be able to find. And we only see them if they're crossing the path or up in a tree, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. And as I make my way around Frog Harbor once again, just a lot of frogs looking right back up at me. Saying, hello, froggies. Frogs are nice. All right, better do a time check. Whoa. We don't have a whole heck of a lot of time left. Maybe about 30 seconds before I have to start signing off. So I'm making the last little turn here on the path that leads out of the back half of Fernhaven, which puts me on the land bridge. And we've got another photographer. Nothing going on in the Billabong. Hey. And nothing going on in the sub pond except lots of little fish ripples. And all the usual business. So let's go see if our marmot is still sitting out there in that field real quick. Just taking the last few steps through the cut, standing on a log to see if I can see my mati. I don't see him. And plus our geese have moved. They have probably gone into the water to go night-night. And so do I. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 right here on Anon Radio. But it's time to go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Wires. ハロー This is DJ クーマタ